The gowns are fitted, the tuxes pressed, and the Harry Winston diamonds borrowed and insured. Sunday night is Oscar night. This year, the stars will walk the red carpet into the new home of the Academy Awards, the Kodak Theater in the heart of Hollywood. Trouble is, the new theater is much smaller than previous venues, which is making life harder for the man whose job it is to seat the stars. NPR's Rene Montaigne spoke to him.
Otto Spori might seem an unlikely arbiter of who sits where at the Oscars. The Swiss-born accountant is the controller of the Academy, but it turns out part of his job is counting and distributing some of the most valuable real estate in Hollywood seats at the Academy Awards. So here he is in a back room preparing to send out the last batch of tickets to the Oscars and the official ball.
After the Academy Awards show, there is a what we call the governor's ball, and there's about 135 tables of 12 people that we need to seat. And obviously we have to be careful as to who sits at what table, and so that there's not going to be no animosity among recently split couples. So we pay attention to these kind of things.
His own reticent nature and the nature of the job means Otto Spori won't be dishing any dirt. He does allow that this is his toughest year distributing tickets, though. The new Kodak Theater seats just over 3,000 guests. That's 2,000 fewer than in the past. Plus, because the Kodak is making its debut, everyone wants to be there. Which means that some stars aren't leaving it to agents, but dialing up their own cell phones to make a plea.
Marisa Tomei has called this year, and, you know, she wanted to know if there's an opportunity to purchase two extra tickets for her parents or whatever.
Otto Spori happens to have a soft spot for Marisa Tomei, who's a supporting actress nominee for In the Bedroom, but this year he has been forced to send out 300 letters turning down requests for tickets. That's the hard part, he says. By comparison, arranging where the stars sit is easy. His choices are guided by a few simple rules. Nominees are always seated in front where they can be seen. One never seats two Best Actor nominees next to each other. And put as many nominees as possible on the aisle so they can get on stage quickly. Of course, one of the great Oscar moments occurred when that didn't happen. Remember Italian Roberto Benigni caught in the middle after being named Best Actor for Life is Beautiful?
Roberto, but he managed to get up there in a hurry, didn't he?
Well, he hopped over a few people's heads.
That's right. It was exciting. It was a lot of fun.
And that memory inspires Otto Spori to reveal one secret of the trade. With more nominees than aisle seats,
we try to play our own little guessing game as to who might be the winner and try to put them on an aisle.
Now that'll be fun. Then we can watch for all the aisle seats.
Yeah, and when you see somebody having to climb over 5-6 people, then you can say, uh-oh, he goofed.
This Sunday's Oscars will be Otto Spori's last after a quarter of a century he's retiring to watch the awards on TV. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.